I think the circuit court got it right. I think the appeals court got it right. And I think the Supreme Court got it horribly wrong. You know, they're allowing him to change the location of a trial based on a law that wasn't even in effect when he was criminally charged, and it wasn't in effect when he was convicted. And now they're applying that law retroactively in order to give him a more favorable location for a new trial. And I think what it really does is it just puts him in a very good bargaining position to cop a plea and reach some sort of an agreement and avoid the penalty that he would have faced. He was convicted of criminal misconduct and sentenced to 15 months in prison. He didn't like that verdict, obviously, and so he found a loophole and he was granted a new trial on a technicality, and now he's been able to change the location of the trial. And what the court has done is it's just rewarded him for being able to string this out, to stall and delay for 7.5 years. It's been 7.5 years since he was criminally charged.